Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. I have, a really good little show for you today. Title of the show is The Plan. I want to talk to you about something I haven't done in 5 years, a live webinar I'm going to be doing this Wednesday. Remember the basic stuff. I'm not an attorney, no practice law. I don't give legal advice. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license. Pardon me. Recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And everything I talk about here is my opinion only, and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I want to get right to the subject today. What's going on right now has changed everything as it relates to long-term care. The virus has caused every nursing home to be locked down, assisted living facilities to be locked down. People can't get in to get care. And it's going to be this way for some time. And it's an inconvenience. It's hurtful to some people. I had somebody call me today whose husband is in a hospital and needs to go to a facility, and they're having a tough time finding one. And as you know, hospitals are already overcrowded, and they'd like to be able to transfer this person, but they have no place to transfer him to because places are closed, places are full, places are not taking patients. And I guess as I've thought through this and I've thought about the implication, I have another client that waited and waited and waited and couldn't decide. Well, they're not clients. They should be, but they're not because they wouldn't take my advice. And they had a chance to get into one of the best assisted livings in town at a really good price, and they hemmed and hawed, and they didn't take my advice when I talked to them and I said, do it now. And they didn't do it. And now they can't get in. And that person has dementia and really needs to be in that facility. And now they can't get in because everything's locked down and they're not taking any new patients unless they can agree to be quarantined for 14 days. Means they never get to leave their room. No family can come and visit. And so, you know, they waited. And I guess one of the things that I've discovered or thought about over the last few days and weeks is that someday the coronavirus, the COVID virus, whatever you want to call it, that will be done. Whether that's a month from now or 6 months from now, it doesn't matter. It will pass. And it may be devastating, and it's going to take a severe toll on the economy and on people's plans and future and all kinds of things. It's going to hurt businesses. It's just going to change the way we look at things. But when this is over, the issues of aging will go on. The issues of what do we do with grandma and mom or dad? How do we deal with dementia? How do we plan for care? How do we make wise decisions? How do we know if we've done the right documents to deal with all of this? One of the things I saw today, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal or yesterday, whatever it was, and it was about nursing homes and stuff, and assisted living and residential care facilities, and it had a picture on the front page on the article, and the picture looked like a husband and wife talking through the window at like their mother or grandmother because they couldn't go inside. And the picture of just struck me as being uniquely important. And the reason it was uniquely important is, were those people sitting on the outside of the building able to make decisions for the person inside the building? Were they empowered to do all that? Did they have the ability to make decisions? If things went bad and the person inside the building had to be hospitalized, would they be able to make decisions? Would they be able to make end-of-life decisions? Would they be able to make medical decisions? If that person had to leave that facility, would they be able to protect their bed so they would know they had a place to come back to? I don't have the answers to those questions, but I asked the answers. I asked those questions as I looked at the picture. So I guess my concern tonight is this, if you always thought you had time, people always leave my office and they're going to think about it because they always think they have time. They don't have to plan. Well, I talk all the time to people about, do you have the plan? I'll talk about the plan in a minute. And people say, well, we don't need the plan because we have time. You know, grandma's not too bad right now. Dad's not too bad right now. Whatever it is. And they always think they have time. Well, if one thing that all of this has proven to all of us is we don't have control over our time. We don't have control over our futures. We don't have control over our health or our destiny. We don't. We think we do, but we really don't. If you take anything away from this, is that all of this is fragile. And as we age, all of this becomes more fragile. And as we're dealing with grandma and grandpa or mom and dad, and we think, oh, we don't want to, you know, we don't know, I don't know, we better wait, maybe we should wait. We have time. You may not have time. Just like the two people I told you about today, earlier in the show, pardon me, who thought they had time. They, in fact, didn't have time, and they don't have time. And now time has become a real enemy. Because they didn't decide to engage the plan. What's the plan? It's a simple concept. It's my concept, but it's a simple concept. And the plan is that you can't plan. You can't figure out every eventuality. You don't have control over your future or your mom's future or your dad's future. You don't have control over their health. But you can have control over the things that you can have control over. You can make sure that the right documents are in place. You can make sure that you've had the discussion. You can make sure that people are paying attention to what's going on. You can plan for what you can plan for. But to do nothing is to act the role of the fool. To pretend that you have somehow all of this under control. I have sat in front of so many arrogant families. And I'm sitting there looking at them. And I'm looking at Dad, who clearly has dementia. And they think that somehow by the force of their will, they're going to will it to be otherwise. And you're not. People are discovering that, you know, stop and think for a minute what's happening right now. What are people panicked over? Come on. Let's see if you can figure it out. What are people panicked over? They're panicked over toilet paper, for crying out loud. They're not panicked about what's going on or the impact on their lives or their future or grandma's life or if dad dies, grandpa dies of COVID. Coronavirus, grandma's going to be left all alone and she's 80 years old and can't take care of herself. They're concerned about toilet paper. They're concerned about things that in the large picture of life are unimportant. I saw something today on eBay. Somebody told me I needed to go look. And people were selling a six-pack of toilet paper on eBay for $325. Somewhere in there, somebody's priorities have become skewed. When that becomes what's important to us. For those of you that are my age, what did you do when you used to have to wash diapers for the baby before there were paper diapers? We used to have twins, and before there were paper diapers, we had twins, and we were going through 200 diapers a week. What did we used to do before there was okay? what's become important to people is toilet paper, not sitting down and saying, wait a minute, grandpa's frail, dad's frail, mom's not doing well. We need to sit down and put together the plan. And the plan is not a universal plan, because the plan that works in your life does not work in your neighbor's life, does not work in your Aunt Tilly's life. I don't know what's going to happen to any of us. I know this is probably going to get worse before it gets better. I can't prove that. I just have, from what I try to understand about what's really happening, not toilet paper, but what's really happening, it's become fairly plain that this is probably going to go on for a while. Nobody knows how long. Today, Sacramento County issued a shelter-in-place order. Do you understand what that's going to do to people's lives? So when this is over, and it will be over someday, it will be over. Again, whether that's a month from now or 6 months from now, it will be over. It will be controlled, and it will be over. What then do you do with what I've been preaching about here for 30 years on and 21 years on KFBK? What do you do when the reality, when all the dust settles here and we get our brains off of toilet paper? What do we do when we begin to deal with the real facts of what's going on in grandma's life and grandpa's life and dad's life who has dementia and whatever? I don't have an answer for you, folks. I do have an answer. Whether people are willing to listen or not, I don't know. If they just want to, lots of people just want to have their ears tickled, to use a biblical phrase. They just want to hear what they want to hear. They want somebody to pat them on the head and say, oh, it's all going to be okay. No, it's not. It's going to be harder to find care. It's going to be harder to find placement. It's going to be much more difficult to do all of those things. And I know people don't like to think about it because it's uncomfortable. It's messy. It's, you know, we're thinking about the mom and dad, and we can't do this. I have somebody in my office not long ago. Grandma has dementia, and mom and the grandchild, the daughter and the grandchild, can't make a decision. They're frozen in time because they don't want to deal with the fact that grandma is beginning to fail. And so they've put it off until some mythical day in the future when it's all going to be okay. And it's not going to be okay. For 30 years, to the thousands of people I've dealt with, it has not been okay. And the reality of it is, when this is over, for a lot of you listening to me, it's not going to be okay. So what do you do? How do you get the plan? Well, I'm going to give you an option, and something I haven't done in probably 5 years. This coming Wednesday, the 25th, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I will be doing a live webinar on my website. You don't have to go anywhere. If you got a phone or you've got the internet, you got a computer at home, you just go to my website. My website is assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING. Assetsandaging.com. I'm going to say it again. Write it down. Assets, ASSETS, and ANDAGING, AGING.com. And when you go there, at the top of the page or in the first couple inches of the page, you will find a link to the webinar and you can sign up in advance. You will find a link to the webinar that's this coming Wednesday at 1 o'clock p.m. It'll last no more than an hour. It will be live. It will be interactive. You can ask questions. you will see my handsome face, my cherubic face on the screen. I will be talking to you. We already have a bunch of people signed up. You don't want to miss it. If you can't do that, I'm going to have a little workshop in the morning. You're welcome to come to that. It'll only be four or five people at 10:30 in the morning. But what I'd really like to encourage you to do is come to the join me with the webinar. You can do it from the comfort of your home or your office or wherever you are by simply going to my website, assetsandaging.com, and just look for the webinar link, and you can sign up there, and it will start at 1 o'clock sharp on the 25th. That's this coming Wednesday. I would also encourage you to go to my Facebook page. I did 3 Facebook Lives this week on this, all of them about 30 minutes long. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I did 3 Facebook Lives on this issue. One of them just directed toward the coronavirus and its impact on seniors and its impact on their future. How do you get to Facebook Live? You get to my Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/assetsandaging, and you can look at my 3 videos this week, last Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. They're all about 25, 30 minutes long. You'll love them. They're great. They really are. If you want to know how to organize your life and grandma's life and grandpa's life and create the plan, then you in 1 week, I've given you all the resources to do this and left for you a trail of crumbs to follow so that you can do this. You can be consumed by toilet paper. I am so tired of hearing about this, folks. I didn't know there was a shortage in the world of toilet paper, but evidently there is. I never in my lifetime, and I've been around for a long time, 7 decades, I ever thought I would find people hoarding toilet paper. I never thought I would see toilet paper for sale for $325 on eBay for 6 rolls. If real life is your concern and what's going to happen to your family after all of this madness is over and we've gotten past the next 6 months or 8 months or whatever it's going to be until this is handled. We were late in getting to it, by the way. I told people 4 weeks ago we should have been shutting down nursing homes and assisted living, but nobody paid any attention. Every year, they shut nursing homes and assisted living down because of the normal flu. But we didn't do that until just recently. A directive just came out in the last, not even last week, I don't think. So you have a chance to make a difference in your family's life. I would suggest you take it. You can have the plan so that when life hits you across the face again in the form of an illness for your grandma or your grandpa or dementia or somebody needs care or can't take care of themselves or a spouse or whatever it is, you will be armed. You will have the plan. You will be able to make wise decisions. You will have in place documents that will let you make the kinds of decisions that you never thought you were going to have to make. People are having to make decisions right now in all of this, folks, that they never, ever thought they would have to make. Ever. And they're not prepared for it. They never had family conferences about it. They never talked to their children about it. Children never talked to their parents about it because it's a taboo subject. We don't talk about dying, and the last time I checked, it's pretty much 100% certainty. So you have a couple options this week. One starting right now. You can go to my Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/assetsandaging and watch my three videos from last Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. My Facebook Live videos. They're up. They're there. You can watch them. You can do this. Yeah, and they'll give you the background and the foundation for sitting down and creating the plan. We can do it over the phone. You don't have to cut. We can do this. I know some of you don't want to leave right now. I get that. We can do this in other ways. The other way you can get all the information you're ever going to need, or most of it anyhow, is this Wednesday, the 25th, I'll be doing a webinar. I haven't done a webinar in probably 5 years. It will be an interactive webinar. And you will be able to watch it on your computer or on your phone, and you will be able to ask questions. You'll be able to type in questions, and I'll try to answer them. And we're going to talk about how to plan for the issues of aging and how to develop the plan for you and your family to make sure when this happens to you, you're ready. When this monster called aging, this tsunami of woe called aging in some families that we're not prepared for overwhelms our families, we're ready and we have the plan. How do you get to the webinar? Write this down. Get a pencil and paper. Don't do this if you're driving. If you don't have a pencil and paper, use the record button on your phone. Just go to my webpage. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G. Assetsandaging.com. Once you get to my website, just scroll down a little bit and you will find the link. You will find the little place where you can go sign up for the webinar, and it will give you the information there. And it will be this coming Wednesday, the 25th. It will start at 1:00 sharp and it will last no more than an hour. There's going to be a handout. Yes, I can do a handout on a webinar. I'm going to have a PDF handout that will be chock full of information. You never heard of that, did you? Well, I'm going to do that. So you're actually going to get a handout. I think that's pretty cool. And if this works well, you can plan on more of these down the road so you can always stay informed and you can begin to develop the plan in your life for you and your loved ones. If you can't figure any of this out, feel free to call me. You can always call me. We can set up a telephone conference with you and your family. You can ask me questions. You can go to my phone. It's even in Sacramento, it's a toll-free number. I've had it for 35 years. Everybody's used to hearing it. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. It's your choice. You can be prepared, or you can go try to buy toilet paper. I'm somewhat being facetious, but at the same time being serious, because this is a serious subject. People are unprepared for this, just like for the 35 years I've been doing this, they're unprepared for the issues of aging. I'm giving you a really huge opportunity here to be prepared for when this tsunami hits your family, this thing called aging, and all the things that go with it. Assetsandaging.com, A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G, or you can call me at 800-999-8007. Go to my Facebook page, Go to facebook.com/assetsandaging, and you can look at my Facebook Live videos from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of last week. And you can sign up for my upcoming webinar this coming Wednesday, the 25th, at 1 o'clock. There's a link right there at the top of my website, and you can sign up, and you can listen to all the my podcasts. You can listen to everything there. But make sure you sign up for the webinar. It's going to be fabulous. Don't miss it. You don't have to leave your house. Assetsandaging.com. Sign up at the top of my website. I look forward to seeing you at the webinar on Wednesday. I look forward to seeing you on my Facebook page. Stop by, like it, and follow me. We'll see you really soon. Thanks so much for joining me here on Assets and Aging. I'll see you next week. Have a great week.